Hello beautiful people, good morning, good afternoon or good evening wherever you are on this beautiful world. Welcome to what I believe is going to be the most epic podcast show or podcast of design ever. And I figured the name, which is The Experience of Design. Ta-da-da! I know it looks so... So amazing! Like, I could talk about it like every day. You know, I'm gonna tell my friend from New Delhi. So shout out to all my people from India. Thank you for tuning in. I'm just kidding. I have a friend from India who told me he was gonna share the podcast with his folks. So, if you're here, thank you for tuning in, really. So today's topic is gonna be about branding and design. Like, for the first time, I'm going to talk about the stuff, the real stuff that I made this podcast about. I was like just trying my energy with other topics that I felt comfortable with. And today I'm going to talk about this, the real stuff, the technical stuff. So, I know many people who are like in our field, like who are designers and like in the field, real designers that worked in many jobs that mistakenly use these two words interchangeably, which are branding and logo design. And just to say, a brand is not a logo at all, and the brand is not a visual identity. A brand, it's what a person feels about your company, your service, your product, or even you as a person. Actually, each one of us has a personal brand. Like for me, for example, I'm totally transparent, and like what I aspire to, hopefully, that I will be like trustworthy person with, while being transparent to you, my audience and my client. I tend to look for being a trustworthy person. Brands, big brands, aspire to have that personal relationship with its customers, because usually brands insight or encourage people to buy more stuff with higher price so brands I just forgot it because it has a cool sentence to it, like when you say it for the first time, and I forgot it. So I think brands encourage people to buy more stuff with higher prices over a long period of time. There's something missing. So brands encourage more people to buy more stuff with higher prices over a long period of time, which means it's a good thing to invest in it. And what I want to say is that each brand or each company have a special relationship with its customers. Like for those of you who have ever gone to Starbucks, like that feeling when you go into the mall, the shop for the first time, and you get that smell, and you hear people talking, and the moment you get there and they ask you for your name and you write your name on the cup, that's like a personalized experience with the brand, which makes you love it. And like subconsciously, it gets you like to buy that coffee with $6 or more, while other shops, like non-branded, sell it with $1, like $5 per cup, which is huge, like on a huge level. There's a thing that in order to have that personal experience with a brand, it's really tough. Like, it's not built like today and tomorrow. It's over a long period of time, like 3 years, maybe a year, sometimes like more than that. But the moment like you hook up your audience with your brand, you win. And this is why I should emphasize on social media. It's the perfect tool to make branding cool, because you're playing with messaging, you're playing with a special relationship with your customers. You're working also on like the visuals play a huge role into your like total brand image. Also customer service, like if you have like a successful customer experience, like when someone calls in, like the one who gets the call is like enthusiastic, like he's happy to be there and he's happy to give what that customer needed, like at that moment. He's not like yeah, this is, I don't know, XYZ, why did you call? So I'm this customer, whatever, I need this and this and this. And he'd be like, well, please go to one of our shops and that's it. And he hang up. Or sometimes he don't even bother to pick up the phone, which is gonna like harm the brand image with that customer. And imagine like if you do that with like, to even like 40% of the people who call you up, it's gonna be ruined. On the contrary, if that person is enthusiastic and he's willing like to be there and he's willing to help and he's willing like to give his all for that customer, you're gonna build a fucking great relationship and you're gonna win. Like, over a long period of time, that person is gonna tell like at least five persons within his inner circle. And like, check with yourselves, like the moment you had a personal experience with a certain company, you're gonna tell the whole fucking world about it. Like, I remember one time I got a special treaty at a coffee shop. And I was like, damn, this place is good. And I've been telling everybody about it. Like, I told, I think, 10 persons that day. And at that moment, I really believed in the whole thing called branding, because it's a gut feeling. It's not really something like quantitative or something. Like, you cannot measure it, like. You know, it's pretty. So my mom just interrupted me, and yeah, so I was talking about branding and its effectiveness. So basically, branding is more marketing than it is about design. And sorry for the interruption, I totally forgot the subject I was talking about. So, and I was like just improvising, as always, talking from the heart. So if there's an interruption between the two, sorry again. So I'll be talking branding is more about marketing than it is about design. And usually where business and design meet is in branding, because it's all about the strategy and the thinking that is going to make you get the most out of your customers while giving them the maximum amount of value. like when it's a win-win situation. And I'm not talking about traditional marketing where you take the whole fucking 100%. I'm talking about the 50-50%. And sometimes it's gonna be 51 for them and 49 for you, and it's totally cool because you're gonna build a massive audience and you're gonna score a huge role. score a huge amount of money, gain a huge amount of money out of it. So finally, guys, this was it. Thank you for tuning in. So humble to have you here. I'll be sharing more branding topics in the upcoming days. I'll be posting like crazy, so stay tuned. If you wanna be a designer, or you're starting in, or you don't know the way out or the way in, so just hit me a text on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, whatever. Go to MENIDJELOUSSAMA, Nijil Usama. Look for me everywhere. It's the same link on every platform. Use the platform that you're most comfortable with to reach to me, and I'll be glad to help you. So that was it. Thank you, guys. Have a nice day. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.